You couldn't make it up. English news on January the 17th. When Cecilia Abadi was pulled over by traffic cops in San Diego, they thought she was a baddie. And she was charged with having a TV display on in her car because she was wearing Google spectacles. These incorporate technology to project a small display onto the lens in front of the right eye. Her case has just been thrown out of court because the police could not prove beyond reasonable doubt that she had the glasses operating while she was driving. In contrast, there is no doubt that the sight of Jonathan Wyatt has been affected by having virus injected directly into his eyeball. Surprisingly, his sight has been improved. The virus is a vector for gene therapy targeted at repairing the light-detecting cells on the retina that in Jonathan's case were deteriorating in a disease that usually results in blindness. Jonathan and his doctors are delighted in the success of this new technology, not least because the improvement in vision exceeded all their hopes. The treatment was only expected to halt the decline in his eyesight. Google is back in the news in our third story. The makers of the Google glasses that made San Diego lawmen see red have been working on smart contact lenses. These are designed to help eyesight in a roundabout way for people with diabetes. They contain a chip that measures glucose levels in the fluid that bathes the eye. They can warn the wearer when glucose levels cross a threshold indicating that they need to boost their insulin. This can benefit eyesight because badly managed diabetes can lead to glaucoma, where the retina actually detaches from the back of the eye, leading to loss of sight. So maybe it's no accident that Google rhymes with goggle. That's all for now. Bye.